Inside a large warehouse, veterinarian Nina Hansen checks the paws and teeth and listens to the heartbeats of sled dogs.
I look at their eyes, make sure their eyes are bright and clear. I look at their mucous membranes. You can get a good idea of how well hydrated a dog is by looking at the color of their mucous membranes. Look at their teeth. They should have, you know, clean teeth that are in good shape. If a dog has a lot of dental disease, just like in people, that can lead to problems in the rest of the body. And then I generally will assess body condition after that, and I just run my hands along their spine, feel their ribs, feel their muscles in general.
A small reddish-brown dog stands nearby. This dog doesn't have a radio frequency microchip, so Hansen reaches for a needle and inserts one in the skin just behind the dog's ear.
So it's about the size of a grain of rice. It's a passive identification. When you run the scanner over it, it'll come up with a unique number that only this dog has. So we use this to identify them.
This is Hansen's first year as the Yukon Quest head veterinarian, but she's worked on the race for the last six. For the most part, these dogs are calm, alert, and many of them wag their tails. Hansen isn't surprised.
When I was in small animal practice, which I did for 3 years, there was not a day that went by that a dog didn't try to bite me. but I have been working with sled dogs for going on 7 years now, and I have been bit one time by a sled dog, and I've looked at thousands and thousands of sled dogs. So sled dogs are very well socialized. They're great to work with. They're great with people. They're used to being handled. They're used to being around people.
A group of black and orange dogs surround us. They belong to four-time Yukon Quest champion Lance Mackey.
You know, mine are very personable, very opinionated. They always have something to say, it seems like. But
it seems like in describing your dogs, you're kind of describing yourself.
I've heard that more than once. You know, I think it you lead by example.
Mackey last ran the race in 2013, but he didn't finish that year. He says this year, only one of his dogs is a returning veteran. The others are young two-year-olds he hopes to develop over the coming years.
On that note, I want to race them like they're five-year-olds, you know, because I do have something I feel I want to prove, so to speak, because of my race season in the past several years.
The fiercely competitive Mackey is one of four returning champions. As well, he'll face off against a few big names who've never raced the Quest. That includes Ray Reddington Jr.
Don't count me out. You know, I want my 2 minutes.
Reddington may be a rookie to the Quest, but he's run 13 Iditarods, finishing in the top 10 four times in that race. He decided to sign up for the Quest after the race committee decreased the mandatory layover at the midway point in Dawson City from 36 to 24 hours this year.
Well, I like the 24 versus the 36. I think the race is going to be definitely ran faster, you know, due to if we got good trail conditions.
This year, mushers are also required to take 2 additional 6-hour layovers at a checkpoint of their choosing in the first and last thirds of the race. Like most of the sled dogs signed up, Reddington's team checked out well. He says they've been in good shape all season.
Every day after runs, they're stretched out. You know, when you're taking the booties off, we're going through the feet. We're going through everything to make sure everything is good. And if you have any problems, then you work on them, you know.
And most of the mushers set to race are confident their teams will hold up on the 1,000-mile trail from Whitehorse. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.